I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Recent Advances in Medical Oncology, as today we talk about melanoma and the many changes that are going on there. We have an outstanding faculty, Drs. Atkins and Luke and Professor Long. We're really looking forward to this. I spent about an hour with each member of the faculty prior to this meeting, recording an interview and a presentation, and we'll be distributing that as well. And here's where we're heading here. For each one of these topics, I spent some time with the faculty before this meeting, and we're going to go through some of the slides in their presentation. And as well, I received in the last week or so a case from the community, and we're going to also discuss that as well. So just to begin, maybe to put things in perspective, and Jason, this is a slide from your talk, but maybe we could just kind of provide a little bit of a broad overview of where we've come in the last decade in terms of melanoma treatment, really maybe revolutionary changes. Jason?
Yeah, thanks so much for the invitation. And certainly, we have seen an enormous change in the management of melanoma over the last 10 years. And so my colleagues will know better than I, but as I was growing up, the treatment for melanoma dating back to about 2010, 2011 was chemotherapy and interleukin-2, but only for those patients fit enough to receive it. And obviously, we have a lot more treatment options now available in terms of targeted therapies, which we'll discuss at length here, with three combinations of BRAF and MEK inhibitors, KIT inhibitors for the small subset of patients where you can find those aberrations, as well as immunotherapies, obviously, that we'll discuss as well with PD-1 and CTLA-4 antibodies alone or in combination, as well as the first approval of a oncolytic virus therapy with telamigene lyer peretvec, which we won't dwell on, but I think, you know, sets the stage for a future. And on the right-hand side of this slide, what you can see is just the tremendous progress in terms of survival for patients. And so this was a Kaplan-Meier survival plot for stage 4 melanoma, again, dating back to about 2010, where you can see that the M1C group had survival at the median of, you know, about 6 to 12 months. And now we'll discuss that even with individual components of our treatment armamentarium, we can keep more than 50% of patients alive at least out through 5 years. So really tremendous improvement in the outcomes for patients.
Mike, any comments on this? You know, it's so exciting to talk about five-year survival. We're actually talking about that in metastatic non-small cell of the lung. I mean, hard to believe. Any comments on what you've seen, Mike, with all these changes going on right now in melanoma?
Well, it's really been revolutionary. I certainly was around for when that stage 4 survival curve was created, and we had our 5 to 10% of patients who were long-term survivors with high-dose IL-2, but for most patients, median survival was 6 to 9 months, and it was misery, and melanoma had been called the cancer that gives cancer a bad name because it affects young people in the most productive time of their lives relative to other cancers. And there really weren't any effective treatments besides high-dose interleukin-2. And now I think it's not unreasonable to expect that when a patient comes in to see us with metastatic melanoma, their chances are better of being cured of their disease than not.
So, Georgina, any comments in terms of what's happening? And also, you know, we were chatting before we came on about the role of interdisciplinary management in melanoma and the tumor boards and the fact that all over the world now we've had to do these virtually. Any comments on interdisciplinary care in melanoma and the importance of it, Georgina?
Great question, because like many cancers, but particularly melanoma, where it, as Mike says, it affects so many different age groups. It's complicated. It's very multidisciplinary. Now more than ever, we come together virtually to discuss our patients. Multidisciplinary care for melanoma is absolutely critical. And that's because we have such great things in our toolbox. We really can, if you do it the right way, the right sequence, although that can be difficult to know what is exactly the right way, you can really improve patients' quality of life and outcome. But one other comment, Neil. It is great to get to 50% survival or above 50% at 5 years now, where it once was less than 5%, but we still have more work to do, and we want to try and get that curve even higher.